Leading the news this morning, the former Victorian Premier Geoff Kennett says the COAG meeting has no long-term focus. The federal government will try to negotiate a new skills funding arrangement at today's meeting. The skills minister, Chris Evans, says the proposal would see the states paying for basic training and the Commonwealth would fund higher level qualifications. Brisbane police are investigating the fatal shooting of a man at a busy shopping centre last night. Police say the 22-year-old was shot in the head just after 7 in Brisbane South. He was taken to hospital but died early this morning. It's the second shooting in the area in as many days. The suspended Health Services Union boss Michael Williamson has relented to pressure and quit as Vice President of Unions New South Wales. It follows accusations of corruption in the Health Services Union. Mr Williamson has denied any wrongdoing. Indonesian officials resumed their search this morning for a boat carrying around 60 asylum seekers who went missing south of the island of Sumbawa. It's believed the group of mainly Afghans was trying to reach Australia when it sent out a distress call. And despite the deaths of at least one soldier and several rebels in Syria, both sides say the ceasefire there is largely holding on its first day. But UN Peace Envoy Kofi Annan is calling on the Security Council to demand that Syrian troops are recalled to their barracks. The United Nations is now considering sending monitors to Syria.